How y'all feeling tonight, y'all? I wanna know if there's anybody in the house tonight that feel like making love. If you feel like making love tonight, let me hear you say yeah. Beagle Paladino now. Watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. If y'all know the words, y'all can sing along now. Oh, come on. That's the time. I feel like making love, yeah, to you. I said I wanna make love to you. Talk to me when your moan is sweet and low. When you touch me and my feelings start to show. I hope.
breaks me up when I go to a jazz club. I go to a jazz club first to hear the music, but second of all, and this is a very important reason, to dig the people. The people in jazz nightclubs are the funniest.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the House of Jazz.
Some of that jazz. Yes, good evening and welcome to the House of Jazz. Kickstarting, of course, with Mr. D'Angelo himself. Woo. What a track that is. Feel That Making Love. Taken from the album Live in Stockholm, came out in 2012. Do you know what? He doesn't do a lot of dates. He's not come around Cardiff very recently or at all. I think he's only done a couple of London gigs. Maybe do another gig up in Manchester. There was a friend of mine who almost got him down in Cardiff. He said, oh, should I bring him down? And I said, definitely, he'll definitely sell out. Just bring him down. He's not around the UK very often. End up paying it cost too much money. So, I haven't been fortunate enough to see him live, but oh, if you listen to the album, what a performer, what a band as well. Mr. Pino Palladino on bass. Now, when that bass like kicks in, oh, it's just, the word groove has got a new meaning. So yes, we of course started with D'Angelo, Feel Like Making Love, from, as I said, the album Live in Stockholm, came out in 2012. And yeah, we're going to have a very show as usual. We're going to have some Jeff Lorber, a bit of Deluxe, bit of Guru and Ronnie Jordan together. We're also going to have a look at what is happening in the electro swing side of things. One track from Caravan Palace and Power Stellar. Recent tracks. We'll also have Ojos de Brujo and Raimundo Amador. I'm also going to have a look at sort of the disco, new disco house scene. With, of course, Nile Rodgers and Chic. And, of course, Scott Groves with the Daft Punk remix of a Parliament Funkadelic track. And if we have time, finish with one of my absolute favorite songs from Mr. Jimi Hendrix and Baldur's Love. I was working on a pair of speakers today. Just, you know, redoing the whole cosmetics and all that sort of it. And, yeah, I was listening to Jimi Hendrix. So I said, oh, you know what? Fancy a bit of Jimi Hendrix tonight. But first, we're going to go to an album that came out in 1995. Now, in 1993, one of my favorite albums of all time came out. It was Jazzmatazz Volume 1. Huge inspiration, absolutely brilliant album. Jazzmatazz Volume 2, 3, and 4 were never quite as popular as Volume 1. Because I think Volume 1 just reached like a new height. It was just so different to everything else. So fresh, so new. Just no one had done anything like it. And everyone was expecting everything else to be the same. But obviously, you know, Guru actually... Well, it was never going to be the same thing, was it? It's a bit like how people expected D'Angelo's album Black Messiah to be like a new voodoo. But it wasn't going to be a new voodoo. It was going to be what he wanted to make of it. And so Jazzmatazz Volume 2, 3, and 4 are very different. They're very good in their own way, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of... Some of my favorite tracks are on the albums. Plenty, for example, is on Jazzmatazz Volume 3, featuring Erykah Badu. And this track here is just a phenomenal track. Yes. It's got Skit B, A Lot On Mind, Revelation. Right, it features the one and only fantastic talent that was Ronnie Jordan. Of course, the late, great Guru as well. I said it came out in 1995. The album's called Jazzmatazz Volume 2, The New Reality. This is the closing track on the album. And what a track this is. Just check this out. This is Guru featuring Ronnie Jordan, Skit B, A Lot On Mind and Revelation. But actually, before I go into that track, just to say, Guru actually had probably some bigger artists, you know, in inverted commas, on this album. You had people such as Chaka Khan, Branford Marsalis came back onto the album. You had Michelle Andoncello, Kenny Garrett. You had Donald Byrd as well, was appeared on this album again, as he was also on Volume 1. You had Inni Kamozi. You had Stuart Sender, Jason Kay, Darren Galea, Wallace Collins. Jian Kincaid was on this album as well. Ramsey Lewis. And you had Bernard Pretty Purdy as well on there. You had Freddie Hubbard was also on this album. The roster of jazz musicians on Volume 2, 3, and 4 are absolutely incredible. You could actually argue there's actually bigger named artists on Volume 2 than on Volume 1, even though Volume 1 was commercially more successful. But still, in their own way, great albums. This is, as I said, from Jazzmatazz Volume 2, Guru, Ronnie Jordan, Skip B.
Yo, Poppy, why you always seem like you got something on your mind? You be stressing yourself out, yo. Come here, baby, let me relax you.
But listen, yo, I'm thinking. I'll be right there, I'm thinking.
It's time for a revelation. Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation. Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation.
Ghetto life strikes, hold on tight. Ain't no letting go. Aka is the beat in the street. Crooked cops, cock shots, wreaking havoc. It's tragic. Heated youngins run around gunning for one. Burners blaze till beef is well done. Chest get infested with lead more than less. Took to the head, made it dead. Rest in peace. Though grieving over losses,
costing all of our lives and all our dreams. It seems we can never accomplish a thing, but we ought to do something for all our struggling. I ain't talking about the loot they get from cocaine smuggling or juggling two or three jobs or maybe more. Co-workers all aboard, what am I doing this for? I could score if I stay pure at heart, but I guess we had it rough from the start.
Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation. Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation.
I do it, but I got to get what I need. Adds up the body bags. I'm just glad I got breath to breathe. Too many dropping like leaves off trees fall. It's like all for none, none for all. In this land of the damned, everybody down to be a man. No scams are grand. Not only fiend scheme, it seems. Dreams are rudely obstructed. Innocent minds corrupted. Brothers and sisters scuffling for dimes and nickels.
And fickle minds can't find what lurks behind the propaganda and the subliminal seductions. So wake up and renew, even if you only do this for you. True, I do a killing in self-defense, but then I'd end up in the state pen.
Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation. Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation.
Prone to stick you victimized, you'll make your blood trickle. This is critical conditions we live in. Life and death decisions, making moves with precision. Raising ranks and bank, mixing with a click tank. Thick on the grassroots level, I connect the spots full of lots of production. Building on the function of the unit, hit your in tune switch before your frequencies scatter.
It matters not if the weather's hot or cold. Circumstances make a sucker act bold. I don't fear the threat of violence, I'm just examining the reason behind it. I find it's like a paradox, sorrow or glory. But everybody's got a story. Like when you pulled out because they made you mad. You weren't quick on the draw, so too bad.
Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation. Out here there's many things to see associated with pain. It's time for a change, a revelation. Time for a change, a revelation.
got to tell you about the time I drift so much further. Negativity all around me had me thinking I could never make it. Always took it as a lesson to me to only deal in reality. Cause no one would ever wanna take a chance on me. So I fantasize, I metamorphosize.
City on the sea. I'm trying to play you out, fool. Don't you know that my jewels are way more satisfied to have before you lose? Cause it's the way my daddy made me die. And every day through when we blow and blow, we gotta get this done. Hello. I know sometimes I seem to sick and I'm a silly dream. But really trying to redeem your basement canteen. It's the only thing to squeeze your wetsuit on. It's for you, good dog.
And Deluxe there, An Extra Mile on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM. This is the House of Jazz with myself, Greg Petter. I do have a DJ name now, actually. Funny story. So, yes, as some of you may or may not know, I finally decided to go into the world of sync. I don't consider myself a DJ in the sense I actually mix on vinyl CDJs. I just press sync, and Traktor does most of the work for me. Having said that, you start to choose the right tunes, read the crowd, all that sort of stuff. So that's my defense. Or, in as happened last Friday, where Sync decides to stop working and actually had to mix properly, which I was somehow able to do. Anyway, so yes, I've entered the DJ world. Still playing bands, all that sort of stuff. So I do have a DJ name, and it's No Origin. So there you go. I'll tell you a story about that one day, how we came up with that. But big shout out to my friend Bex, because she did come up with that. So I might just start saying it's House of Jazz with myself, No Origin. And that's No Origin. But we'll see. Maybe next week. So if everything changes on the profiles, then that's because of that. Right, so we have three tunes back to back there. Deluxe from Aix-les-Bains. I think they're from Aix-les-Bains. No, they're not from Aix-les-Bains. Wow. Sorry, Deluxe, they are from the south of France. They're signed to Chinese Man Records. A band I absolutely love listening to, but there's not much information on them. Seen them do a few live shows on YouTube. Like I said, there's never a lot of information on. They're not from Aix-les-Bains, they're from Aix-en-Provence. Sorry, Aix-les-Bains are from the area I grew up in. Aix-en-Provence is further south. Wow. Bad geography there. Before that, we had an absolute fantastic pianist and producer in Jeff Lorber with Rain Dance, Wanna Fly. Jeff Lorber is one of those people who you don't realize how much he's actually produced. He produced for Karen White, Chaka Khan. Of course, he got the Jeff Lorber Fusion. Really got into jazz when he was at Berklee College of Music. And yeah, what a phenomenal pianist. And before that, of course, starting the three tunes was Guru, alongside the one and only Ronnie Jordan, and Skip B. A Lot on My Mind, Revelation. So, as I said, we had Deluxe, who were signed to Chinese Man Records, who let's put it this way, DJ collectives, sort of on the electro swing side, the alternative side, the French underground music. And this is going to lead us into a bit of electro swing, right? Now, one of the pioneers of electro swing has been a band that I've been raving on about for a long, long time. They're called Caravan Palace of Love. My friends have seen them live. They're always great. I myself am not. The problem is, right, this is the issue. When you are a musician or a DJ or whatever, you tend to work Friday, Saturday nights. And that's when most bands are playing as well. So you tend not to be able to go to live concerts. So as much as I like going to live gigs and I want to see a live band, I tend to be working on Friday and Saturday. So it's really frustrating. Anyway, so Caravan Palace are a phenomenal band to see live, according to all my friends who have been able to see them live. Not myself. And they have released a newish tune. It came out 5th of July of this year. Now, I'm not going to lie, I was a humongous fan of their very first album that came out in 2008, called Caravan Palace. Their second album that came out in 2012, called Panic, I was also a fan of. Very different, but I thought, you know, keeping up with the times, sort of, you know, expanding their sound. The first album was a lot more like, I think, a gypsy swing with a bit of electronics inside it. Second one, they're expanding a lot more on Ableton and all the looping and all that sort of stuff. But you know what? I'm still not 100% keen on this next track. Alright, so what I'm going to do is we're going to play a track by Caravan Palace that came out on the 5th of July of this year, entitled Comics. And we're also going to go look at Paul Steller, the Austrian DJ, who I've been playing for a very long time on this show. You all know I'm a very big fan of his. And he's also got a new song called The Sun. It features Graham Candy. And, well, I can see where he's going with this. He's going very commercial. It's a very commercial tune. It's something that you will hear in clubs. Something I will definitely play out that works. But compared to his other stuff, I don't know, lacks maybe, not quite there. Not quite for me, but it's one of those tunes that you just know will work on a night out. Hopefully what I'm saying makes sense. Anyway, here's Caravan Palace with the song Comics, and it'll be followed by Paul Steller and The Sun.
Stand up and I'll call it. Stand up and I'll call it.
Yes, Pastello there and The Sun alongside Graham Candy. As I said, very commercial tune. It sounds a lot like a deep house track. And in fact, I think Klingon have actually done a remix of that as well. So, yeah, nothing wrong with the tracks. They are good, but I just find, yeah, they're just... compared to some of the other stuff they've released, compared to their hits, I suppose... not quite the same level, but as I said, they still work, you know, and there's still tunes that are quite catchy. And as I said, it's hard for an artist and a band to try and progress but still keep that sort of alternative sound and fresh sound as well. I think one of the criticism I'd had when I listened to, especially the track from Kevin Passon, they're like, oh, well, where's all that, you know, the like sort of like gypsiness from the violins and the guitars and all that sort of stuff, and there's not as much clarinet as when they do live shows. But then it's hard to always keep that sound and still sound fresh, because if they were always releasing that material, we might be bored of it. So yeah, it's a tough combination. So there we are, Pastello and Kevin Pass. We're going to now go towards the new disco scene. This is taken from an album that came out in 2006. It's a Daft Punk album, right? It's called Music Volume 1, and it's Daft Punk's remix of a tune by Scott Groves, who himself, I think, redid a tune from Parliament Funkadelic. So if you're able to follow that, then you're good. Right, so Daft Punk, so it's a Scott Groves remix of Parliament Funkadelic tune entitled Mothership Reconnection, and Daft Punk took the basis of that to do their own remix of it. All right. As we heard this track a while ago, absolutely loved it. I was at a festival this weekend and they played it, and not many people knew the song, and I said, just wait till the bassline kicks in, and it's absolutely awesome. As I said, it's a new disco house track, so you know, you need to bear with in mind that it is a new disco house track, in the sense that, you know, house music can be a bit repetitive, and you know, it's not got as many it's not as fun to dissect as other genres, but that's the whole point of house, right? My music analysis tonight, I'm not going to say, is absolutely rubbish. I'm just putting it out there. Really, you know, God almighty, I feel like, you know, I'm discovering music. Right, this is Mothership Reconnection, Parliament Funkadelic, Scott Groves, the Daft Punk remix.
You into the disco scene.
We almost did it.
Yes, Chic featuring Nile Rodgers, or Nile Rodgers featuring Chic, whichever way you want it, or just Chic. And I'll Be There. Do you know what? That song came out in March of this year, and that could have come out in 1970 or 80s, and I wouldn't have known any different. That sound has not changed. But you know what? The thing with disco is, oh man, it just makes you dance, it just makes you happy. Yeah, it's just happy music, it really is. Just before that, we had, of course, Daft Punk's remix of Scott Grove's remix of Parliament Funkadelic, Mothership Reconnection. As I heard that again on the weekend, had been a while since I heard it, and I went, ooh, do you know what? Forgot how good this tune was. Absolutely loved it. So that was a new disco house scene. You are in tune to Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM with myself, Greg Petter. Also known as No Origin. I'm going to change that soon. You'll no longer hear Greg Petter, just No Origin. That's my DJ name now. And as I said, this is the House of Jazz. Right, okay, let's go towards a bit of Latin music with a band from Barcelona. More of a collective than a band set up. By guitarist Ramon Jimenez, who began playing with other like-minded experimental musicians such as Marina Lacanillas Abad and percussionist Xavi Turrell. They then expanded and officially became a band around 1999, released their first album, Vengue, which was a self-release and self-produced album. It was entitled Vengue, came out in 2001. Ojos de Brujo stands for Eyes of the Wizard. Since then, they've released another two albums, to my knowledge. Absolutely phenomenal band to listen to. Absolutely love listening to them. As I said, mixes a mixture of Latin and flamenco music. This track is entitled Rumba Dub Style.
Oye, escucha. Rumba 2000 en tu cara y que sí, oye la, oye aquí, dice así. Está la rumba dance style. Oye la rumba dance style. Está la rumba dance style. Oye la rumba dance style. Está la rumba dance style. Oye la rumba dance style. Está la rumba dance style. Oye la rumba dance style.
Arriba abajo, abajo arriba. Que me ama, que sola está mi almohada, se acuerda mucho de ti, porque ya lo siento yo, el dolor de tus puñales, porque daño tú me haces con lo que te quiero yo. De un momento a otro me voy a meter al mundo por la O de un canudo y te va a dejar tirar.
Pero que venga ella sola, hay que no se corte de nada, que yo lo espero aquí. Yo quiero Coca-Cola sin cola, pero que venga ella sola, hay que no se corte de nada, que yo lo espero aquí.
Prefiero vivir a oscura que vivir yo sin tu amor. La historia se acaba si no noto que me ama, que sola está mi almohada, se acuerda mucho de ti. De un momento a otro me voy a meter el mundo por la O de un canudo y te va a ir a mirar. Pero con Coca-Cola sin cola,
Mr. Raimundo, Amador and the song Coca-Cola Sin Cola, son of a traditional Spanish musician from Sevilla. Started playing in the streets of Seville at the age of 13. Played a lot with his brother as well. And when he decided to go solo, he sent a demo to B.B. King, who invited him to New York. And yeah, ended up playing a lot with B.B. King. Released multiple albums, part of several bands, including... probably the most famous one was a band called Jurundina, which recorded in Las Vegas in 1997. So yes, that was Raimundo Amador, very talented flamenco guitarist, as I said, from Seville. Just before that, we had, of course, Ojos de Brujo and Rumba Dubstyle. And it is coming up towards the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry if I've been a bit all over the place, but first time back for quite a while. As I say every time, I'm definitely back. So, you know, take that with a pinch of salt. No, this time I'm definitely back, so hopefully we'll be having a weekly show and a weekly podcast. You can listen to it for free and let me know what you think, because I'm always interested in that. All right. So, as I said, yes, this will be back up weekly. We've got another episode to upload. This will be up probably in the next couple days. So check out House of Jazz in the iTunes store, houseofjazz.podomatic.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if there's any artists you want me to look at, any albums you want me to play. I myself will be back on air on Radio Cardiff between 5 and 7 on Friday afternoon. Pull up to the bumper. If you want to hear me play out live and you're in and around Cardiff, then I will be at Chapel. I'm not in this Friday, but I'm in every Friday from then onwards. I've got a week off this week. It's nice. And I'm going to love you and leave you with one more track. This is, as I said, I was doing some work in the unit today, and I was listening to a bit of Jimi Hendrix, and I'm going to play probably my favorite tune from Jimi Hendrix. Taken from his album Axis, Bold as Love. This is, of course, the track Bold as Love. To everyone, thank you for listening. I'll catch you next week, or this Friday if you want to listen to between 5 and 7. To everyone, have a good night. Here's Jimi Hendrix.
Anger, he smiles towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters, take for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Just ask the Axis. But any flashes, trophies of war, and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a the answers.
knows everything.